but only believing in Jesus is enough. In times of trouble and great pain, I turn to God to pray, still not knowing that he sent his Son for my debt of sin to pay. He answered me and saved my life. He saved baby too. O Lord, with all my heart and soul, I owe my life to you. I embarked on a quest to find my Lord, to get to know him better. And on that journey, I discovered just how much I am a sinner. Now I know the message that Jesus died for me. His life was sacrificed for us on a cross at Calvary. And can I say, Kay, that is just as touching as John Newton's testimony. At this point, we're going to pray and ask God for his blessing. Our Father, we enter thy presence this afternoon, and we do so in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We acknowledge that we owe everything to him. We thank thee for his coming into this world, soon be Christmas, and we remember the baby who was born, we remember the Saviour who was sent. The Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. We've been singing about how wretched we are as sinners. We acknowledge that we deserve no merit, we deserve no blessing, we deserve no heaven, and yet we thank thee for thy Son, the Lord Jesus, who in amazing grace and in amazing love left the splendours of heaven for this sin-cursed earth. And we thank thee for one who went all the way to Calvary and paid that debt that we could not pay and offered that sacrifice that we could not offer. And we thank thee that in his death he dealt with the great problem of sin. And we thank thee that because of his death, the doors of heaven have been swung open. And we thank thee that it's possible for us as sinners to have the assurance of heaven if we simply believe in him. We thank thee for his own words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank thee that John Newton came to thy Son as a sinner and trusted him for salvation. And we thank thee this afternoon that Kay has done that. We thank thee for that moment in her experience that she's spoken about in that poem when she realized her mistake in thinking that her good deeds would merit thy favor. And we thank thee that she came in all her sinnership, acknowledging that she had nothing to offer thee. But we thank thee that she came and rested in all that thy Son had done in Calvary's cross. And so we thank thee for Kay's conversion. And we thank thee now for this special day in her life when she wants the world to know that she has believed in thy Son, that she loves thy Son, that she is seeking to follow thy Son. And so we thank thee for this day. And we thank thee for bringing us to witness her baptism. And as the meeting progresses, we just pray that thou wouldst be with her and with Joe, our preacher, and with us all. We pray for thy best blessing to be upon us all. In the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. We've sung an ancient hymn. We're now going to sing a more modern hymn, In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found. It was written by a man called Stuart Townend. And he explains that in this hymn, he seeks to set out what the Lord Jesus has done and what the Lord Jesus means for every Christian. He says, the whole message of grace is not dependent at all on me, but entirely dependent on what the Lord Jesus has done. Says Stuart Townend, I have been amazed by the response to this hymn. We've had some incredible emails about how people have been helped by this song through very difficult circumstances. One email described how an American soldier serving in Iraq would pray through each verse of the hymn every day, and how the promise of God's protection and grace helped to sustain through the enormous pressures and dangers of life in a war zone. It seems like this hymn is timely, Townend says. We in the West have had our sense of safety and security torn apart by recent world events, and it's caused many to reevaluate the foundation of their life. I feel that the hymn has helped to stir faith in many Christians that God really is our protector, that our lives are in his unshakable hands. So this time, we'll sing this hymn, keeping our seats after Andrew has played the introduction. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Christ alone, my hope is found.
He is my
strength, my song,
this cornerstone, this solid ground. Firm through the fiercest fire
and storm,
what heights of love, what depths of grief,
when fears are still.
As our preacher today, Mr. Joe Chalmers from Perth, and I know that Kay herself has been helped and blessed by Joe's previous visits to Kennaway, and for that reason he was specially asked to come and speak at our service today. He's going to speak twice, and he's going to begin by speaking just now about the meaning of what we're about to witness, the meaning of baptism.